see. Did you guys ask Shyla versus Kasha and Shay this morning?
Yeah, we did.
Was it a debate? What ended up happening?
Wasn't it? It seems that it was a Kasha, not a Shyla.
So Andrew got it right?
Yeah, he got it right. Whether or not you know why you got it right, that's the air.
You know what? All the strife you put me through to get that.
Yeah, we were looking at the immediate aftermath of Macias and Mithraim Parakut Beis. Actually, it's a little before. It's the week before Macias and Mithraim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron about the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon, and that the holiness of time will be based on Kiddush HaChodesh, and that Nisan is the first month. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is 2 months, 2 weeks before Pesach. And we are given a bunch of mitzvos regarding the Korban Pesach and the like. So really, I just want to raise a very, very simple question, which is actually a hard question. You're looking at the halachas. What are the halachas were given to Am Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They were given 2 weeks to prepare. What are they commanded to do? They are commanded that on the 10th day of Nisan, they take a sheep. They designate it for the Korban Pesach. They keep it for 4 days to be sure it doesn't have a blemish. They shecht it on Erev Pesach. The blood is placed on the mezuzos, on the doorposts, and on the top of the door, the lintel. And that is a sign to the Malach HaMavis not to enter. We'll discuss that as well. They shall eat the meat that night. And it says befeirish like this. Umatzais al merayrim yechluhu. They are mechuyev to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror, right? They are mechuyev to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. Now, as you know, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Does that mean they eat it like a sandwich, which is Hillel Shita? Or does it mean sequentially, you know, matzah, maror, Pesach? It's a machlokas, that's why we do both. But the point is, they were given a mitzvah of eating matzah 2 weeks before they left Mithraim. Okay, remember that. Okay. The Pesach has to be roasted. Can't leave it over until the morning, etc. I will smite the firstborn, and the like. Okay. Now, here is the question. And it also says you're not allowed to eat chametz, not allowed to own chametz, right? So, l'chaira, if we ask our question historically, when were the Jewish people told that number one, they are mechuyev to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach, and they are not allowed to have chametz for 7 days. Neither eat chametz nor have chametz for 7 days. They were told this Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, the problem is the following. The Torah says later that they were expelled from Mitzrayim. Pyro told them to leave. And they didn't have time to let their dough rise. And because of that, they had to bake it as matzah. So what's going on here? In other words, the question is this. The implication is that the reason why we eat matzah and the reason why we don't eat chametz is to commemorate the fact that we were driven out of Egypt so quickly that our dough didn't have time to rise. Now, l'chaira, given the fact that the Jews were already prohibited from eating chametz, and they were chayav to eat matzah, beforehand, I would have given them all the time in the world. Let's say Paro would have said, take your time. They wouldn't have been allowed to bake. I mean, the halacha wouldn't have allowed them. The Torah wouldn't have allowed them to have chametz. So how can I say that matzah, the chiyav of matzah and the yisur of chametz, is a commemoration of the fact that they were driven from Mitzrayim quickly, when even before that happened, they already were told they were not allowed to have chametz. And you can't even give an answer which you might normally give. Well, Hashem knew that this would happen, and therefore He gave them the mitzvah. That doesn't make sense in this context, because the whole historical event doesn't make sense. Because once Hashem says you have to have matzah, then you can't, by definition, say, I'm eating matzah because I was driven from Mitzrayim. Because even if I wasn't driven from Mitzrayim, I wouldn't have been allowed to make chametz. Right? So what is the story?
Could it be that one's talking about like the mitzvah of 7 days, and one's talking about just the mitzvah of the first night?
Well, actually, we'll come out that way. But the problem is, the psukim themselves do not support that, because if you look at Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Tesvav, which is still the commandments of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. These were given before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shivas Yamim Maseh Tachelu, and it says, Kol Ha'eichel Chametz V'Nichrasa HaNefesh Eim Yisrael Miyom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi. So the Yisr Chametz is Nichlo here as well, for 7 days, it says.
This is talking about the prohibition and mitzvah of 7 days of matzah chametz, and the fact that we, and the chipazoin, the matzah that we, because we left quickly, that's talking about just the eating matzah on the first night.
No, I understand, but the question becomes this. The question becomes, if l'maisa they weren't allowed to have chametz, then you can't say that the fact that it didn't rise is a zeker l'chipazon, because that's like new chipazon. Chipazon implies that if we weren't in a rush, we could have had chametz. So when I eat matzah to remember, we were rushed out. No, I would have, maybe even if we were not rushed out, I would have been forced in the same position. So there's no way that's connected to being rushed out.
Maybe the fact they started cooking it, meaning why did they start cooking matzah?
In other words, why did they start?
Yeah.
So they start, but still, in other words, the point basically is that it couldn't have been chametz no matter how much time they had. If Paro would have said what, they would have had to bake it matzah. So the Ran asked this question every Pesachim. And the Ran says the following explanation, but we're going to have to see how you fit the Pesachim. That's going to be also a challenge. The Ran says that there's a chiluk between Pesach Mitzrayim, that means the first Pesach they kept in Mitzrayim, and Pesach Doros, the Pesach of all the future generations, starting from the second year. Pesach Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, the Iser of Chametz was only the first day of Pesach, means the Chiyuv of Matzah and the Yisra of Chametz was only on the first, the Chiyuv of Matzah is only the first night of Pesach. The Yisra of Chametz is the first day of Pesach. And theoretically, you could have Chametz the second day. Now then he makes another point. Moreover, the Ran learns that the Yisra of owning Chametz, even on the first day, did not apply till the next year. In other words, according to the Ran, Pesach Mitzrayim had no Isra of eating chametz after the first day, and there's no Isra of owning chametz even on the first day. So Mimela, the Ran says the following. If we wouldn't have been rushed, if we would have had time to let our dough rise, we would have let it be chametz, not that I could have eaten it on the first day, but we could have baked the bread on day one in order to eat it on day two. There's an issue of owning chametz. No, that didn't apply to Pesach Mitzrayim. Now again, I want you to look at the Pesukim to see if you could, how the Pesukim fit, because this is not an easy fit. But Memela, the Ran Tainas, that the reason why there's an Isser of Val Yeira'eh and an Isser of Chametz all 7 days, that is a commemoration of Chipazayin. Because indeed, had there not been the Chipazayin, we could have baked on day one chametz in order to eat the chametz on day two. This is what the Ran says, and Mimela, it turns out like, now first of all, let's ask a stump question, just a question in basic pshat. So what the Ran is telling me is that the matzah that I eat the first day, the matzah I eat at the Seder, is not really because of Kippuzin. It's for some other reason. We'll see what the other reason is. But the Isser of Chametz, the rest of the 7 days, is a Zeichel Kippuzin. So first of all, let me ask you a simple question. Why is it so highlight the fact that we left Mitzrayim in a hurry? I mean, we make a whole thing. In other words, I can't eat chametz for 7 days, the way the Ran is explaining, but this is even before you knew the Ran. Right? I can't eat chametz because I have to remember that the Jewish people were rushed out of Mitzrayim so quickly that they didn't have time to let their dough rise. They had to bake it right away. I mean, that's right. That's every child knows that. Why is that even important? Even if we say like the Ran, so the Ran was Miyashiv, that it's Shayach HaChipazan, even though there's an Isher Chametz. Right? He answered that question. But why is the Torah Kaveya Ezecher based on the notion of Chipazan? And it's interesting, Chipazan is a very, very important concept, because in the Navi Yeshayahu, when he talks about the Geula Hasida, the future Geula of Mashiach, he emphasizes Lo b'chipazayin teitzeyu. It's not gonna be like the first time around, which was chipazayin. It's lo b'chipazayin teitzeyu. So that seems to be important too. In other words, chipazayin is something, and you have to emphasize that Mashiach will be lo b'chipazayin. So in truth, the idea of chipazayin actually means you have to get somebody, let's imagine somebody's trapped in a burning building, and you have to get them out of the burning building immediately without time to prepare, without time to get properly dressed, without time to pack. In other words, chipazayin is the notion, again, this goes back to the idea, they were on the 49th level of Tumah, they would have hit level 50. So chipazayin means you're getting redeemed before you're ready and before you deserve it. Lo b'chipazayin means it comes when you're naturally ready for it, you're prepared. So, the idea that we were kicked out of Mitzrayim very, very quickly is designed to make us recognize, number one, that we did not leave because we deserved it. We did not leave because we spiritually perfected ourselves. But lehepech, it was totally the chasdei Hashem. So in many, many ways, Chipazayin emphasizes the rachamim of Hashem in taking us at a time when we were not really ready for the redemption. However, as I mentioned the other day, that has a very great cost. Because we were taken out before we were ready, we did not totally purify ourselves. And that's why we need thousands of years of Golus. After which, Mashiach will come shelo b'chipazayin, in the sense that we will have been ready. But okay. But going with the Ran, first I want to look at two things. Number one, how does the Ran learn the psukim? And maybe it's good to look at a chumash for this. Again, according to the Ran, when the Jews were commanded in Mitzrayim to eat matzah and not have chametz, it only applied to the first day. And they were permitted at that point, right? They were permitted at that point to eat chametz from the second day onwards. And even on the first day, they were permitted to own chametz. Right? And the prohibition of owning chametz and of eating chametz for the 7 days, that was mischadesh only for the next year as a result of chipazim. That's the Ran. So let's see if that makes sense. Let's look at, this is Perek Yud Beis. Let's look at every reference in Perek Yud Beis to matzah and chametz.
Sorry, just before we go there, I mean, it seems that the first Pesach, a lot of the Lakstam laws of Yom Tov were pushed off, because, I mean, they left Mitzrayim.
Well, no, that's very true, but obviously the laws of chametz and matzah were already activated to some degree, because they were given these laws 2 weeks before Pesach. So, yes. So let's look. So the first reference to matzah fits the Ran very nicely. That's simply the mitzvah of eating matzah with the Korban Pesach. That's Pasuk Ches. Okay, so that's good. So that pasuk isn't talking about. In fact, that pasuk doesn't say you can't eat chametz. It doesn't even mention any Yisrael of chametz. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. That's fine. So far, so good. So far, so good. And that covers a lot of pesukim. But
also,
then,
in your Aleph, it also mentions that this chipazon as well. Even.
That's right. Well, you have to eat it b'chipazon. That's correct. But again, that doesn't bother me. Because I have no problem with Hashem telling them what the experience is going to be like. In other words, you should know that you're going to leave b'chipazon. That's correct. Now, but then look at Pasuk Yudalit. Actually, Pasuk Tesvav. For 7 days, you shall eat matzah. And on the first day, you destroy the chametz. Because anyone who eats chametz shall be chayiv karis from the first day to the seventh day. And if you go down to Pasuk Yates, it says for 7 days you shall not find, right, lo yeirah. So l'chayra, how can the Ran say that the Yisra of Baal yeirah, seeing chametz, having chametz, owning chametz, only applied from the second year, and the Yisr of eating chametz in the first year only applied the first day when the Torah says Shivas Yamin and Bal Yeraya, and this was part of the Tzivoy that was given, right? That was given Rosh Chodesh Nisan before Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? So how is the Ran defensible?
Could you say that when it says Lo Yimatze, it's only talking about in your house? It says Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yimatze Vatechem. But when they left, they didn't have houses.
Well, let's go a little further, because this is actually not the end of the references. If you keep on going, it talks about Makas Bechoros, etc. Well, okay. That actually is after you said, okay. All right. Well, you know, that is possible, but again, I mean, the problem basically is that this very pasuk is the pasuk we use for the lav, and the Gemara has a drasha why it's not only the bias, right? So, based on different wordings of the pasukim, so you don't really see in the pasuk that it has a differential meaning. But the kinach is this, there's an important kinach you have to notice here, and that is, look at pasuk Yudalit. From Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Yigimel are the laws of Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yudalit is saying how Pesach will be observed in the future. Haya hayom hazeh lochem l'zikaron v'chagosem oso chag l'ashem l'doroseichem. So, the way it works according to the Ran is the following. Yes, Hashem did tell them that first year that in the future you're going to have an Isra Chametz for 7 days and an Isra Bal Yeraya. And he told them that before they knew the reason. The reason, in fact, is the Chipazon. But it's still true that first year they had the opportunity to let their dough rise, because the commandment of Shivas Yamim is L'Doyrei Seichem, only the future generation. In other words, there's a composite commandment here. Hashem, let's forget about reasons for a moment. The Ran is saying Hashem is giving them two commandments. Commandment one is, this year you are hereby commanded to eat matzah the night of the Seder and not eat chametz the first day of Pesach. Next year, I'm telling you, the commandments are going to be stricter. You will not be allowed to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach, and you're not allowed to own chametz. That will happen next year. Why will it happen next year? I'm not telling you. The Torah then goes on and gives the story of the Jews being kicked out of Mitzrayim b'chipazayim, where they could have made their chametz for the next day, and they didn't, they now understand why Hashem said, next year, you're not allowed to eat chametz for 7 days because of chippah. You see how the Ran doesn't explain all of this, but other mefarshim flesh out the Ran here. So the Ran doesn't mean they weren't given the commandment of 7 days till after that Maisa. No, they were given the commandment beforehand, but the reason for the commandment wasn't niskala until the historical events occurred. Right? So it turns out the following, though. So now we have to understand something. If indeed the matzah, the yisur of chametz. In fact, you don't have to eat matzah the other 7 days, but the yisur of chametz for the other 7 days, the other 6 days, is because of chippazayin. So how do we understand, after you have the union of chippazayin, why I eat matzah the first night? In other words, even before the mice of chippazayin happened, they were chayiv to eat matzah the first night and couldn't have chametz that first day. Why was that? Was that like a partial commemoration of chippazayin, even though it didn't happen yet? Or does it have a totally different significance? So the emes is, the Ramban says, that matzah bichlal has two different reasons. There are two different reasons why we eat matzah. One reason is matzah is a zecher l'chippazayin. The other reason is matzah is a zecher of slavery and persecution that is called lechem oni, the bread of affliction. You see, these are two contradictory things. On one hand, when I eat matzah, I remember the speed by which I left Mitzrayim. So matzah is the assumption, albeit b'chippazayin. But the other getter is, matzah is a zecher of avdus. The Eben Ezra says, they used to give slaves matzah when he traveled in India. They're not doing whatever. He noticed that the Maharajas used to give their slaves matzah because matzah stays in your stomach for a very long time, so they don't have to feed you a lot. So the Eben Ezra says, the reason matzah is called the bread of affliction is paro. Paro fed the yidden matzah. That's what they ate. Right? You only eat a little bit of matzah and you're like, you're full for a long time. So, this is an interesting idea. That's why in the Haggadah we actually have two different paragraphs describing matzah. Think about it. In the beginning of the Seder, we say, Hal lachma anya, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt. In other words, it's the bread of slavery. What do you say towards the end of Maggid? You quote Rabban Gamliel, Lai hispik b'tseka shel aveisenu lahachmetz. The dough of our forefathers didn't have time to rise. The matzah of redemption. So the machshava that one has to think about is this, though. According to the Ran's dichotomy, that the first year you were allowed to eat chametz after the first day, and there was no issue of al yiraya. So it's arguable that the reason I eat matzah the first night is not the same reason I eat matzah the other days. That the first night is bi'ikr lechem oni, because I commemorate the slavery, and the chippazayin is only later. Now that's actually shver, because the Haggadah clearly says you have both reasons. The Haggadah gives you both reasons for matzah. Yeah.
Which principle would we say applied to the avos, Abraham we learned was eating matzah?
Well, our assumption would have to be that the avos with Ruach HaKodesh kept the Torah in the form that it eventually applied to the Jewish people. Now, eventually, the permanent mitzvah was you couldn't have chametz for 7 days. So we would have to assume that that is what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu did not do the temporary mitzvah of Mitzrayim. He did the permanent mitzvah. Okay? So we'll talk about this more. I just wanted to plant the seed here that, what you discover, I'm sure you've discovered it in many other areas too. Sometimes the things that many of you may have learned as young children are not as simple as one might think. This idea that matzah is because of chuppah, the great circularity if there's already an Esher Chametz, and the Ran gives a teretz. But by the Ran differentiating between the first day and the other days, that might suggest that the first day is not because of chuppah. It's because of lechemoni. And this is going to have some very, very interesting nafkaminas. I'll discuss it tomorrow. But okay, does everyone understand? I guess what's very important is how the Ran will interpret the psukim, because the psukim do say there was an isser of chametz for 7 days. But the kinech is that's only after the Torah says l'doro seichem, this shall be for your generations. This is the law that shall apply. So that first year, they could have let their dough rise. And the Mela, it's a Zecher L'chipazin. Yeah.
Just according to the Rav, would that mean that they would have been baking two batches that night? Meaning they had to eat independently matzah that night?
Yes.
Now, the Rav's saying also they were going to bake matzah to take with them.
Well, the answer has to be that obviously, if their dough didn't have time to rise, and it only takes 18 minutes for dough to rise, we're not talking about stuff they baked Erev Pesach to eat with the Korban Pesach. We're talking about towards the break of dawn, they started making bread for the Derech.
So they baked the matzah that day, that night earlier.
Right. Yeah, that must have been early. That must have been Erev Pesach, right? Or at least earlier in the night. But this is bread that is Seido L'Derech. And the Ran's learning that Seido L'Derech could have been Chametz, at least for the next day. Now, what would they eat the first day? That you could ask, but that might be for that they had extra matzah from the Korban Pesach.
Why would they have? Meaning, if they only we say they only left it about sunrise, right?
Yeah.
So they start baking matzah like 20 minutes before
well,
sunrise.
Well, that would be the assumption. Like, why did they start? You know, why couldn't they start earlier? I mean, after all, so it really depends. That's another machlokas. Is the zman of the Korban Pesach chatzais or all night? Now, if it's all night, you could say they were celebrating the Korban Pesach till the break of morning, right? If it's chatzais, they had plenty of time to bake the bread. So, yeah, all packed up. Well, you're right. Packing up is quite complicated. It's a big deal. I mean, 600, 3 million people having to pack up. You know, it's a pretty big deal actually. But we still have but we'll go over this some more. But I just want you to understand the dichotomy of how the Ran understands the story.
But I mean, assumably, I mean, they were slaves. They didn't have a lot of stuff.
Well, but remember, they had gold and silver. And remember that
they
before
stole
this,
their stuff.
They borrowed. They didn't borrow. They took the gold and silver and clothing. So they actually did have a lot of stuff when they left it. Now, that's why Rashi quotes a Gemara in Brachos that Moshe had to beg the people to take the stuff from the Egyptians. Moshe had to say, please, please, take. Because people didn't want to, let's just get out of here. You know, we don't want to antagonize the Egyptians. They'll run after us with gold and silver. In fact, that's part of why the Egyptians followed Pyro. Not so much because they wanted the Jews back, but they wanted to get their stuff back. And they also said, we don't want to spend time packing. We don't want to get out. We don't want to delay getting out of here. You know, imagine if you have a chance to get out of a concentration camp. You know, you're not going to start looking for stuff to take with you. Just get out. So, Aina Fanami. Okay, I'll see you later. Take care.
Oh, but wasn't an issue with them giving up their jewelry as well when they were in the Midbar?
Yes, yes, yes. But there it was the opposite. See, that's exactly the point. You know, until you get it, you're willing to give it up. Once you have it, it affects you. That's how possessions are. You know, until you're in the rat race, you know, it doesn't necessarily pull you that much. Once you're in it, once you're making the money, it's very hard. That's the big, I don't want to be too preachy, but this is a big, big nisayon. You know, people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, they're living kolel, you know, they're living reduced, you know, not great. They say, I'll go back to America for 2 years, you know, make a lot of money, and then come back to Eretz Yisrael. You know, you don't realize how enormously hard that is. Because once a person gets used to a relatively luxurious lifestyle, it's extremely difficult to come down. So that idea of going for a year or two is not always such a great answer. Okay, have a good day. Thank you, Shkar.
The Jews get all the love? When did they steal it?
During the Plague of Darkness?
Oh, is that what it was? It was like, oh, it was like, oh, let's go raid their houses. How did we see? Oh, it was dark for them, it's just we weren't dark. It was just they were dark.
I wanted to bring our staff. I've got to speak to about 5 minutes each.
Raid their houses.
I've got to be here for the next 10 minutes. I've just got to speak to a couple of people here.
New York City.
New York City, baby.
Where are you right now? When you...
Small, you have a fellow compatriot. Yeah? Australian guy. Yeah.
I'm gonna, I won't get back to my dear for at least 15 minutes.
The semester says it is awesome to rise to shape. He shaves his foot.
Because I need to be on the...
Off the dirt. You can't believe it on anything he says. But it just makes it up. It just changes. And there's the answer. What?
Oh, Dave, I've just got to speak to one of the people here. Thanks. Use a razor because you've already cut the beard, you're not cutting it, you're just destroying it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Isra is also only doing...
You saw it in Islam?
Yeah, I've seen that. But then I saw like a lot of people rejected it. I don't think people hold it, like someone wants.
Someone left the recorder?
The whole shoot does about, it's an omelet day, some joke, and then The only question is like this being, where are you going to eat in the meantime? Here?
Yeah.
Maybe here. So the question is, will they take you if they know that you have meetings at the meeting? Probably.
I think so.
Are you interested in doing one Saturday like a whole tour that week?
I don't mind.
Or one Saturday like doing EO? Like slow slow? Like slow slow, but like not like a lot of rage, just like getting it clear and stuff.
Yeah, actually,
like,
I don't really like
doing
this means something.
It
seems like, you know?
Like, you either want to do it slow and understand it really well,
yeah,
or you want to move.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, this is the Sitters. They're doing the onward. If you go to the service, I'll take them. I'll put whatever. I don't have much. Whatever. They're very chilled there. Like,
yeah, they're chilled.
I mean, it's a very good place. Like, the whole is super chilled, but everyone's like pretty sharp. That's how it works.
Yeah. So they're not like so crazy.
They're not strict. Just all they want you to do is if you can't like try to shelter to what they have. But if you're gonna shelter to what they have, then like that's the story. So maybe you should do that because then it's kind of like.
Is it probably worth going there and getting like going and asking what's trying to speak someone?
Yeah, you can go speak to Rashir. If you want to try to talk to Rashir quick. The question is if you have your full heart to do that, meaning if you're happy to like sit through an Imshir in the morning, and, you know.
So what do you mean Imshir?
So there's two things. In the morning there's two tracks. One track is it's probably more like what like Rubina would do here, meaning it's very, very slow and getting everything very clear, more or less. And I mean he's not saying a lot already, he's not saying a lot.
Is it like a lot of discussion?
Yeah. Okay, so you don't want that. The other one is they'll probably have Chabura twice a week and you're just learning basically. No, I mean, so the Chabura, like, the truth is known. I don't know. I personally didn't really care much about the Chabura and I don't know. They just have the Chabura just so they can have the Chabura, but it's like twice a week, 45 minutes.
Right.
And then the rest of the time you're just
sitting
having.
Yeah.
That one's doing like a on to a duffel for a week, first thing. Like do it for twice to get everything. Take say you just do the keys there, or just do the Marashi and all of there, or do twice to go.
Okay,
I'm
Shamil speak.
Okay, I can definitely get you to get you to wherever you want to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're very chill, they'll take you. They'll take you, it's fine.
Yeah, even
with
this, what I want, even with the
ranking
I
want. Maybe you'll take you come 9-10. No, I was not even there at 9.
Or
go and tell them and say that you have to, you see your smash and you can't move
and
whatever. And
then just physically prolong that for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.